Steve and Jill here.
Happy holidays.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, Entertaining Land Investment Talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the three levels of employees. Jill's going to talk about building her dream team.
Yep. As we are counting down the days that we can all kiss 2020, yeah. Big, fat, whatever, goodbye. I'm like trying to be politically correct here. I want to say some stuff about 2020, but there might be children around, so I won't say how I really feel about 2020. But as we're looking forward to 2021, this might be something that you're working on. And a lot of people are in our group. We talked about the side hustle yesterday. And when Jack ended the show yesterday, talked about, you know, if it all goes well and you're into it, your side hustle is probably not going to be your side hustle anymore. At least you could make the decision if you want it to be a side hustle or you want it to be your full-time gig. We have a lot of people in our community that are, it seems like every month, it's fun because I'm revisiting this information. Every month, there are people meeting that level and they're like, uh-oh, now I need it. Now I'm taking it. Now this is a company. Now this has been paying our bills for a long time. Now I'm ready to build a team and a staff and make this an even more than just a small family business. So that's kind of what I've been talking about in our women's group, and I'm happy to share this with you.
I've long said this is, for me, the hardest component of having any company is building staff.
Mm. It is hard.
Jill's going to tell us, make it easy for us, I think. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
It is hard, but at least I can tell you what you need and point you in the right direction and give you a lot of help.
Yep.
Again, boy, I wish I had us. That's okay. That's why we're here. Jeff says, I'm closing on a deal to buy a nice 6-acre lot with great access next to a highway. I sent out a photographer and the lot has a lot of junk in it, like old tires and a destroyed mobile home. I think I could sell it as buy this great property for an extra low price because there's a bit of cleanup to be done, or perhaps just hire a company to clean it all up for me. I don't feel like I want to pass on the deal, but I wanted to get some opinions. It is in blank county blank, which doesn't have many comps, but seems to support a greater than $20,000 sales price, maybe even higher because it's a unique position right along the highway. I'm excited. I know what I would do.
Go ahead.
Not clean it up.
Me too.
Why? Someone's trash is someone else's treasure. Sorry.
There's a million titles that come to my head, like buy some land and a built-in garage sale also. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, somebody's trash is your treasure. Or, you know, finders keepers. There's all kinds of stuff. And I'll tell you what, the fact that it's on a highway, it needs one or two signs at least. Where you can say, you know, this trash heap can be yours. Give me a call.
Right. I'm wondering, too, you never know what you're going to find on somebody's property. Mm-hmm. There could be a classic car under a tarp in the back.
Yep.
That is dreamy and awesome for somebody.
There's all kinds.
Like this one.
So I'll tell you, I mean, anything. And I mean anything that separates your piece of property with the other five that are for sale that are just vacant land or they have trees on them or something is mm-hmm. positive. And this is including trash. Mm-hmm. You know, do you want it in a high-end, do you want to buy a piece of trash house in a Beverly Hills neighborhood? No, that's going to hurt you.
Well, you know what? I would argue, though. Remember, when we have done houses off and on over the years. And sometimes if I had the dumpier the house, okay, here's what we would do. We would buy these houses, mark them up, you know, $30,000-$40,000, whatever. Sell them to a flipper who's going to come in and then gut the place. And what was interesting is the trashier it was, the more they wanted it. So there is a market for that too. So you have to, you can't guess. And this is something that I'm constantly telling, when you know, and it ties into today's show too. When I'm training new people coming into our world and teaching them selling, they look at these properties and they go, ugh. And I'm like, hold on a moment. Just because you know, it, you can't, you need four-wheel drive and it's way over here. This is a hiker's dream. This is a hunter's dream, a camper's dream. Just because it's not your cup of tea doesn't mean it's not somebody else's. So
you notice that it's almost impossible to explain that to somebody.
I know, it's weird.
It's a very, like, people, there's a certain type of personality. I think most people are like this, where they have to walk into a house if they're house shopping and it needs to be done and smell good and clean, and they need to know where to sign their name.
It has to be their color scheme.
And you know, they have no vision.
Yeah, right.
No vision at all. So, yeah. You know, there's, I love mobile home parks as an investment.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they're all dumpy and they need to be cleaned up, that's even better for me.
Great.
It's how expensive is landscaping and some, you know, it's just, I don't know, you just walk into it. I don't see what's there. I see what's possible, I guess.
Right.
That's why Jill's in a relationship with me, because she sees what's possible with me, not how I really am.
I clearly did not go for the cleaned up, perfect version. I decided I can work with this.
How's that going? What are we on? Like, you're 15 or something? Your 5-year project's now a 30-year project.
I know, yeah. Well, yeah, I had no idea when I got into it, when I was, you know, like you're doing a renovation and there's like bad wiring behind the walls. You don't know until you're in there. That's what happened to me in this relationship, but it's okay. I'm working through it.
We have a couple of friends, both of them are contractors for some reason, and they're just, their house is not done.
Oh, yeah.
And it hasn't been done for 20 years.
Right.
And it'll never be done.
Correct.
So if you're in a relationship like that, like Jill is, you got to ask yourself some questions. You need to finish the renovation.
Or for anyone listening that needs this, I'll help you here. You have to take a step back, have a good, hard look at them, and have a nice little discussion with yourself and say, if this is as good as it's going to be, am I okay with that? And if you can do that, you will be happy for the rest of your life, like me.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. You're awesome. You know that.
We've all done that, though. And that's probably why we're together.
Yeah.
I've never done that with you. Never.
Oh, come on.
I haven't, Jill.
I'm sure. Oh, come on. We've talked about my flaws behind closed doors and in public.
You know what I've always said to you? Please don't change.
Well, all right. Thank you.
And public. Today's topic, the three levels of employees. Jill builds her dream team. This is why you're listening. Got myself out of that.
Oh, yeah. Quickly change the subject. That's awesome. So, as I was sharing, a lot of people are in the situation, or no matter what, you should be planning for this situation. This is the best thing. And I had a great long two discussions with my Land Academy ladies group. We had to talk about this for 2 weeks in a row because we weren't done. We ran out of time on the first week. We got to continue this discussion because building a team is so important. And our main takeaway was, you need to do it right now. You need to be thinking about it the day you get going. I want you to, so I'm going to describe the employees in a minute and I'll describe what they do and how to work with them and all that good stuff. But I want, as I'm reading these off, I want you to be thinking of who you need and what you need the fastest, and start building your own policies and procedures and streamlining your business the day you take in your first inventory, your first property. Because if it goes great, you're going to be handing that to somebody else and you don't want to have to go back and redo all this. So there's really three types of employees in our land business. That's where this is really focused. One is virtual assistants. They're awesome. And we use them for all the monotonous, routine, repetitive, fill-in-the-blank type of tasks. That's what they do. The second is kind of a mid-level assistant. That might be someone who is answering customer service stuff, like they are doing all the interesting inquiries that are not really buyers yet, or even they field the buyers, all the communication from your land postings, they're reaching out on social media, they ask, hey, what are the taxes? You know, all those little things, they're handling all those little questions. And then when it becomes a bigger level, like this guy sounds like he's ready to buy, you know, push it to the next person. They will do deeds and they will do all kinds of little admin tasks, like arrange the notary, make sure the bank's gonna be open because you're gonna go down to cashier's check, make sure the bank wire mounts correct, little things like that. And then you have your top level, and these are, I call them, you know, your specialized individual. This is your marketing team. This is your IT person. You know, someone's got to keep track of your websites. You may have a transaction coordinator and maybe operations. These are all things that we use right now today. Each of these, I have multiple of them, not just one, in each of these roles. Do you have any questions before I go on?
There's no better person to teach these people how to do this than you. And the best way that you can be the teacher is to have done it yourself. I've had all these jobs, every single one, and I suck at all of them. I'm very good in the job that I have now, which is doing this show and delegating.
And pricing.
And pulling data, which I could teach, and I kind of do.
Yeah.
But I like doing it myself. I actually really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, choosing where we're going to send mail and what the next big thing is going to be. Yeah. You know, are we going to go buy mobile home parks in Tennessee? What are we going to do?
Right.
So, but you need to do these silly little jobs in the beginning. And we're seeing more and more, Jill and I are seeing more and more with really new people, really young new people, that they expect this stuff to happen overnight.
Right.
There's a lot of moving parts to this business. It keeps a lot of people out of it.
It's true.
You know, if you can go the distance and learn these jobs and actively choose which ones you like and which ones you don't like, you're going to prepare yourself to do very, very well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Do you want me to talk more about where to find them and how to work with them?
I want you to, yeah.
Okay.
I want you to talk whatever you think.
So where to find them? If you're in Land Academy, you have absolutely been approached by a VA. Even people just in social media, I'm constantly getting approached by VAs. They're really good at finding us. So, and there were
no Land VAs.
That's true.
Before Jill and I.
We made one company.
We should talk about this more often.
Mm-hmm.
There were no people who invested in land and sold it on the internet before Jill and I started doing this in the 90s, right. Before I started doing it. I was the first person, with the exception of one other person who's no longer in business.
Thank you.
Why do I say this? Why are you all of a sudden make fun of yourself, then you brag, Steve? What is that? There's all these education groups and cute little software apps and stuff that are popping up constantly, and they are all former members of Land Academy.
Yep. Thank you.
Is that good? I don't know. You decide.
You know what I think? Here's what I think. Here's my standard thing about that. This is a whole little side topic. For me, every person that is successful and takes it to another level, it's further proof of, yeah, this works, and look how good you are. Mm-hmm. That's it. So it is stuff to brag about.
Depends on the level of intelligence that you bring to the table.
Right.
Who you choose.
Right. So with these employees, so with these three levels employees, VAs are easy to find. You know, mid-level assistants, you know, those are not hard to. You know, there's all kinds of great new places that are popping up, like Hire My Mom. Way Up is a new site I learned about for interns. There's always Craigslist, there's Glassdoor, there's Indeed. You know, all the normal places are really good for finding these people. And I'm a fan of testing people out too on all levels. Yeah. Test them out.
Absolutely.
Hire a couple, test them out, see who works the best, maybe even put a couple competing with each other, and then hire the best one.
Excellent advice. Long term.
And then for you, especially for the specialized positions, those I go to the higher level, like Indeed, I go to LinkedIn. If I'm looking for a marketing, you know, guy who really knows how to market, a guy that really knows IT, or really is a project manager, really is a transaction coordinator, and formerly has been doing transactions from somebody.
So at that level, that highest, what Jill's calling, I think, the highest level, mm-hmm. They need to be way, way better at whatever you're hiring them for than you are.
Right.
So when she says IT or website development or web app management or whatever you're into, they need to be infinitely better than you are.
Right.
Or else, you know,
Would you be doing it?
Yeah.
Why would you?
Especially with marketing. Like, there's marketing professionals out there, especially now, uh-huh. all over the internet, that they should be teaching you. They should be coming in and saying, wow, respectfully, this is how you're doing it. I'll tell you, I just did it for this company over here, and we got amazing results. In fact, you should call the guys and talk to them about it, because I did this, 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 and this, and I tripled their sales.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to leave it on this because I have some more information that I'm going to share on this. I could really talk for hours on this. So, but I want to save it because I'm going to do this as a one of my live things. If you have not checked it out, I'm now doing YouTube and Facebook Lives every Tuesday at 3 o'clock Pacific time, so 6 o'clock Eastern time. And I deep dive into some stuff. I'm going to get, right now it's been a little bit on, you know, getting people, who am I, what's going on? A lot of people don't know who we are. So I'm going to save this for, and do a more of a deep dive in that environment, because I love when people can ask me questions too. So I'm trying to think, I think I'm just going to end on this. Hire fast, fire fast. That's it.
That's outstanding.
You like that?
Yeah.
I just made that up.
I love it.
Because those are the two things that I've learned. You know, I wish I would have done this. And you can hire these people, hire fast. You don't have to make them 40 hours a week and make them W-2 and like, oh, now they're dependent on me. You could pay them, you know, hourly. Hey, I need you 10 hours a week. I'm going to, you know, like do 1099, PayPal kind of thing. And let's just see how it goes. So you could turn it on, turn it off. You could also hire them per project. I've done that.
We just did that today.
Yeah. And you can also hire people based on what your needs are. Hey, I need this right now. We'll see how it goes, if this goes well, kind of thing. There's so many people out there that are available. So do that soon. And then the minute it's not feeling good and you're not connecting, it's not working out, it's 99% of the time, it's not you. Fire them, replace them, move on.
Well, that's the best advice I've heard in a long time.
Thank you.
When it's just not working out, it's not working out. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you'll just turn around, it's 2 years later, and it's like, I think we had the same conversation a lot of times, several times.
Right.
That's true with like your social relationships too.
That's true.
And your children.
It's like, can't
fire how many more them. Times do we have to have this exact conversation before some kind of change happens?
Right. Oh, don't get me started there. And I don't mean you.
I don't mean you.
Oh, happy you could join us today. Monday through Friday, you can find us right here on The Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on The Land Academy Show is called Offer Campaign Saturation. Is it fact or fiction? You are not alone in your real estate ambition. There's 3,200 counties in the country, 27,000 active zip codes, and 1.55 million properties in this country. And there's about 600 or 700 of us doing this total. Do you think it's saturated?
I'm pretty good. I can't wait to hear your math. I know you're going to do it. There's going to be a spreadsheet involved tomorrow.
You know what's saturated?
What?
The 6 or 7 or 10 counties that people believe, for some reason, they should be sending mail to.
Wait a minute. Aren't the secret counties good?
I just wrote a blog on this. You know what? Tomorrow I'm going to list the counties.
Okay, good. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you find our content valuable, and we really appreciate your support. If you haven't already, please get on over to our YouTube channel and hit the subscribe button, please.
And your comments and suggestions help us to create the type of content you're here for. Hitting the like button helps to support our channel's algorithm. Engage your interest for future shows.
We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.